Hi, I'm here in City Lab with Roberto, who may or may not be from Chicago, and we're going to ask him what. Roberto, what are you doing today in City Lab?
We're hosting a code sprint for that. It's actually being organized by the Androids Barcelona, the local group that we're managing so far, and basically we're getting together to see if we can find code to do and initiative startups to. Make happen. So far so good. We had a good time this morning.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here today. Is there more people than you expected? Is it about what you expected?
About what I expected, to be honest.
Yeah. So and all of the people here today are from the Barcelona area or from Spain or.
So it's my understanding that we have one person that comes from Valencia, and outside of that, I think that most people come from the Barcelona metropolitan area.
Okay, so the structure of the event that I've seen so far, I've seen one session which is about like the use of Android applications in the business world, and everything else seems to be, you've got different workshops going on simultaneously with different levels of people that are learning to code or people that are coding applications. How did this come about, the structure?
Well, basically, it came from the community. So essentially, for a long time, we had this idea of... basically creating an event where we would give ourselves the opportunity of sitting down and choosing some kind of project and then working together so that I could actually see people work and for future opportunities I could actually relate to people. Oh, I know this guy that knows how to do this or that and he's very good. So this is an opportunity for people to actually come and show their abilities. Mm-hmm. That was the original intention. But then, of course, whenever you do these kind of events, you find a lot of people that are interested in learning from scratch. So we wanted to cater to those as well. So we did this basic introductory workshop where we're walking them through the process of doing the basics of programming. And then these people hopefully will actually sit down and help some of the applications that haven't started. And at the same time, we had people in the community coming to us and saying, hey, I'm interested in setting up a new project, but I don't have partners for this project. So I'd be interested in doing some sort of exercise where I could actually find these people. So we came about this idea of creating this entrepreneurial exercise that Jose Antonio Galasso is hosting, where people have an opportunity to see other entrepreneurs and to be seen by other entrepreneurs in order to find these kind of synergies that might happen.
Okay, so you said that you've brought in that there were things for people who were like learning how to use the application, whatever. So you're not all serious geeks here today. It's open to other people as well. People that would want to learn, you know, wannabe geeks, for example.
Exactly. We understand that the way of creating community is by bringing new people into the community on a regular basis, and you will not bring new people unless you teach them from the basics. So we have a very holistic view of the concept of community, where we actually take people from not knowing to knowing, and in the process, if they're good, we try to give them opportunities. So it's all a holistic view, and this will give us new opportunities because these people will come up with projects, and they will need people to do those projects. And in this way, we're going to repeat the process through the year 3-4 times, and. Mm-hmm. And so on.
So how did Android ES, Android ES come about? I mean, before Android existed, I mean, what was there already a community? Were you already doing stuff, or has it just come about around the platform?
Basically, Android ES is it's a blog that was set up by Israel and Liz, which are the other people that are helping with the community side of things. And when I came back from Chicago, they were... very curious. Well, I was very curious about that what I had done already in Chicago, which is to start a community around Android. And so I sent this open message to Twitter saying, hey, I'm an ex-Motorola developer. I moved to Barcelona and I want to start a developers group here in Barcelona. And they contacted me and said, hey, we're also interested in doing this. And that's how we started the process of getting the events. I had a very structured idea because I had done it already in Chicago for Motorola as part of the job I was doing in Motorola. So I knew that I wanted to do a monthly meeting and I wanted to do itinerant. So that we moved to different places in the area so that we give opportunities for people from various areas. And we also wanted to change the format in a regular basis, and that's what we're doing. Every meeting is a different format, and we're moving it from one location to another. So today we're